Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Lacen Honey Creeper. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating worlds of history, science, and the unique wonders of our planet. I'm Alloy, your guide through this remarkable journey, and today we're exploring one of the most intriguing birds you might never have heard about, the Lacen honeycreeper. Now, let's set the scene. Picture yourself in the lush tropical environment of the Hawaiian Islands, a stunning array of green bursting with life and color. There, amidst the vibrant flora, forests, and unique ecosystems, lives a little bird known as the Lacen honeycreeper. This bird, scientifically known as Pararectalum flattens, is not just another charming avian species. It carries with it rich ecological and cultural significance, along with a captivating story of survival and adaptation. The Lacen honeycreeper belongs to the subfamily Meliphagidae, which includes other honeycreepers as well. Its distinctive appearance features a bright greenish-yellow plumage that can catch the eye of even the most distracted observer. The males, especially, are adorned with darker shades, creating a striking contrast that showcases their beauty. They measure about 7 inches in length, possessing a slender beak, which is perfectly adapted for sipping nectar from the island's many native flowers. This brings me to a thought-provoking question. What does the survival of such a specialized species say about the balance of ecosystems? The Lacen honeycreeper is heavily reliant on its environment, particularly on the native bird-pollinated plants of Hawaii. Their existence is intricately tied to the health of the ecosystem around them. Now imagine, if one species struggles or faces decline, what ripple effects might that have on others? The Lacen honeycreeper acts as a reminder of the interconnectedness of species within an ecosystem. Originating from the island of Lacen, located in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, the Lacen honeycreeper is limited in habitat. Historically, their range has varied, but today they primarily thrive in the remaining suitable habitats of the Lacen Island. Once, their population was estimated to be around several thousand individuals, but sadly, habitat loss and invasive species have taken a toll on their numbers. To put this into perspective, let's think about climate change. A recent study suggested that the temperatures in Hawaii are anticipated to rise, threatening the flora that these birds depend on for survival. It stirs the question, can we take action to protect these species before it's too late? Personal experiences can lend clarity here. Last summer, I visited a local botanical garden that focused on preserving native Hawaiian plant species. The tour guide emphasized just how much our actions, even thousands of miles away, can affect biodiversity. It highlighted our collective responsibility in the conservation efforts of endangered species like the Lacen honeycreeper. Moving forward, let's discuss diet. The Lacen honeycreeper's diet mainly consists of nectar sourced from native flowering plants, and occasionally it indulges in insects, an important protein source for its diet. Through their feeding habits, they serve as pollinators, allowing plants to reproduce and thrive, thus supporting the ecosystem even further. It's almost as if these birds have taken on the role of caretakers in their habitat, which underscores just how critical they are, not just for their kind, but for the environment at large. Speaking of critical roles, it's essential to shine a light on the threats they face. The introduction of non-native species has altered the delicate balance of their habitat. These non-native birds and plants compete for resources that the honeycreepers once relied on. Additionally, diseases carried by non-native species pose an often invisible but dangerous threat. It's a stark reminder, a lesson in humility about the fragile nature of ecological systems. As you listen to the plight of the Lacen honeycreeper, you might wonder, how can individuals take part in global conservation efforts? One inspiring personal anecdote comes from a friend who volunteers for bird conservation programs, working side by side with scientists to help create protective measures for these birds. It exemplifies the powerful impact individuals can have when they band together toward a common goal, a preservation of the irreplaceable biodiversity of our world. Through these efforts, there is hope. Conservationists are working diligently to restore habitats and manage invasive species, adopting strategies that allow for a safer environment for the Laysan honeycreeper and its fellow inhabitants of Hawaii. It leads us to reflect, in an age of rapid technological advancements in artificial intelligence, agritech, and beyond, can we apply these innovations to create more sustainable practices for conservation? Before we wrap up this episode, I invite you to ponder this final thought. What actions can you take in your life to support the conservation of not just the Laysan honeycreeper, but all endangered species around the globe? Perhaps you can support local environmental initiatives, stay informed on conservation issues, or even share your knowledge with others to raise awareness. Thank you for joining me today in exploring the remarkable story of the Laysan honeycreeper. As we continue to navigate the challenges of our modern world, let's carry forward the lesson that our actions, no matter how small, play a vital role in protecting our planet's biodiversity. Until next time, stay curious and committed to the cause of conservation, because every creature, big or small, has a story worth telling.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Laysan Honeycreeper. Thanks for listening. See you next time.